What's good, Black Star Podcast? Welcome back to the channel. It's your boy Jarrett, and guys, I want to talk to you guys about what's going on in Brazil and the problem that's been occurring in Brazil, and that's with Austin Holloman. Now, I understand what's going on, that Austin put out a video that was mistitled, that was titled to create controversy, but it was made to create this type of controversy. And the topic of discussion is Austin Holloman being portrayed as a sex tourist when, in fact, there's been sex tourism going on in Brazil by white men. So, the premise of what I'm going to be discussing today is, why is it that Brazilians are outraged about Austin and talking about how, quote unquote, easy the women are, when in actual fact that he wasn't discussing how easy the women are to have sex with, but how easy they are to be in a relationship with, how easy they are to approach, how easy they are to be in a relationship. He was asking those basic questions. And the problem that I have is that nobody from Brazil that reads English was legible, was credible, or had enough respect for what he was doing by promoting Passport Bros to come to Brazil. What I have a problem is that he promoted Brazil as this country to go find wives and find wives and be in find traditional relationships, and you made him out to be the boogeyman of America. Coming to a country where Europeans and white boys come to basically just fornicate with women. You portrayed this young brother as a sex tourist, and you showed your ass because he said something or titled the video something that you didn't like. I have a serious problem with that. And the fact that Brazilians didn't take the time to actually look at the video that he did. They just took what the video said, didn't read, didn't listen, didn't actually get involved into the video. They just basically took off with the narrative of, oh, he's just coming down here for sex tourism, when in fact he wasn't down there for sex tourism at all. He was actually down there to live and to immerse himself in the culture and then find a wife of value. That's what a lot of Brazilians are failing to realize. And the fact of the matter is that you put out all sorts of narratives and topics about this young brother, and this young brother was not even out there for sex tourism. He was out there just trying to find a woman of value, a valuable wife, and you shown your hand, and you've crucified him from through CNN, that feminist woman that brought the subject up in the first place. You've caused a situation to where you got Americans looking at Brazil like we don't want to go down there and deal with the people or the culture or even immerse ourselves in the country. And quite frankly, I feel that Black Americans should be apologized, or Black American men should be apologized to, because we're not the ones going out there having sex with all these different women. We're actually going out there to find wives. But you have white men coming out there and starting up porn businesses. And the fact of the matter is that you have Black American men actually looking for wives, and you don't promote that, but you are willing to set up a white man that comes down there and set up a sex industry, just to smash as many women as they can and not marry them, but you get on the brother that's actually promoting the good side of Brazil. I have a problem with that. And quite frankly, Brazilian women are some of the most beautiful women on this planet. But the way that the situation was handled is kind of having a lot of American men side-eyeing the hell out of Brazilian women and Brazilians in general, because the way that this situation happened was, it wasn't even to the magnitude it shouldn't have been made. And quite frankly, you should be criticizing the white boys that's coming down there having all the sex with all the men, the white women coming down there having all the sex with the men. And that's what's turning your culture into the situation that it is. We understand why Brazilian women wouldn't want to be labeled as easygoing, as easy to have relations with. We understand. But the problem is, you never took into consideration of actually watching the entire video and actually understanding what the brother was saying. So now you have a situation where you have American men not wanting to come down there because they don't want to be labeled as a sex tourist or labeled as misogynist or crucified by the people by just coming out there and just trying to find an actual wife. Brazil, you have messed up. And the problem is, a lot of you don't understand how big you've messed up. Like I said, I want to go to Brazil. I want to actually experience the Brazilian culture. Maybe one of these days, marry a Brazilian woman. Hell, even just come out there just to visit. But the fact of the matter is that you guys never took into consideration of what the brother was actually saying. You just took what he said, ran with it, and made him look bad, when in fact he wasn't even trying to make y'all look bad. He was just trying to promote something good. But I don't know what to say. Brothers, comment down below and tell me what you feel about this situation. And I will see you guys on the flip side. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and I will see you guys later. Bye, guys.